Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Work for Life show. And I'm Bea Leader. And today is the day that's the first day of the rest of your life. Because I'm here today and I'm going to talk to you about that day a lot of us call Sunday. Well, I don't, because I've never been that way. But that's what I'm talking to you about, Sunday. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Time Zone. I'm doing a series of shows, and my shows have helped people earn money. And I've been talking to people about being an entrepreneur, and a lot of the talk I've done has been about house helper services. I've talked to people about 9-to-5 jobs, and I've been talking about training, updated skills, so that you could get a good paying job, so that you could get a raise on the job that you own. I believe in making money. I believe that when you get up out of your bed to go to work, and I believe work is for life. I believe when you get up and go to work, that you should make as much money as you can possibly make. I do not think man should ever put a limit on what he can do. In the generic sense, he. So, I decided that I would spend 3 months, and I've been at this since March, April, and I'll finish off the last day of May. And I do believe that anybody who put any time in with me here on these shows, no matter where you are in the stage of getting a job, or starting your own business, or getting some training, I believe that it takes 30 days to make a change in your life. And I'm working here for 90 days, and my 90 days will be up on May 30th. I'm going to help. Whether you want to start your business, whether you want a 9-to-5, or you need training to update. I've been talking a lot about house helper services. Let me tell you what that is. If you don't have a job and your money is funny, then the odds are a lot of times you don't even have money for job search. So how are you going to start a business, you might say? I want you to start house helper services. And what that means, exactly what that means to me as an entrepreneur myself, is that I'm telling you that there are things that you can do and you can make money right from your home, right now, starting today, based on what you have access to. So if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, first I want you to begin to think in the present. I want you to think of yourself now as an entrepreneur. Don't let this time, your someday pass you by. Someday is here, and I want you to make money from home. I have several shows I want you to go back and listen to, because there is important information in each show. So let's talk today about being an entrepreneur. Whether you're 6, 16, 60, or 96, you can do something that you like and you can make some money doing it. Yes, you can. There are lots of low-cost, home-based startups. You can sell goods and services to businesses right from your home. Or you can sell to individuals right from your home. Or you can do both. Sell to individuals and businesses right from your home. Yes, you can. You can focus on self-improvement. That's what you can do if you choose self-improvement type businesses and go at your target market. Or you can focus on improving your community and go at your target market. Or you can focus on doing things in homes or in businesses for people. Home-based businesses is the opportunity for those who are low on funds or have no funds. Now, you listen to some of my other shows because I told you exactly what things you were going to need, like a free website, which you can get hold to, a telephone, for sure, and most things are going to require some transportation. Sometimes there are things you can do without transportation, and some things you cannot. But that's why you will be selecting based on what resources you have available right now. If you do not have a dime right now, don't say you can't because you don't have any money. If you've been a working person in America, it's one trait we all have, and that's buying stuff we don't need. I want you, if you are broke, to set up a yard sale tomorrow. Get your stuff together and put stuff out tomorrow. Go hang your, excuse me, go and hang your yard sale sign out right now saying yard sale tomorrow and put your time on it. And then you get busy and get that stuff together and make you some money tomorrow. And use that money to move you toward whatever business it is that you want to do. And you do just that way every day and use your money and start moving forward. Maybe you want to operate a yard sale. Maybe you can do a consignment type yard sale right there on your street. Do you some flyers, put them in your neighbor's doors if that's what you want to do. Sell their stuff and get money for selling theirs. You do all the work. Just tell them to bring the boxes and bags to you. You'll price it and everything. There is no reason for anybody in this land of opportunity to be without today. A home-based business with home helper services is what you can do. The main thing, you need to decide on your target market, whether you're selling to business, individuals, or both. You need to have a bank account. That's right. You need to get your bank account. You'll have the money to get it after you earn some money, baking, selling, or what, or doing a service, or whatever it takes. Make your money. Get the money you need, $25 to open a bank account. You need a uniform. You need a website, which you can get for free, and you need some signage. Get you a poster board, sit down and print out what you need on that poster board and make do until you can do better. Do you some business cards, you can run them. If you don't have a computer right now yourself, don't have one, go to your local employment office or your local library and get it done. OPM, other people money, spend it whenever you have to. Get what you need. Now, I want to talk to you about some businesses that you can do from home right now. Because I want to keep my word to this, because the last show I told you that I would talk to you about some things you could do. So here we go. How about renovating? You say, renovated, I ain't got no money. Now, hear me out. Renovating. A house flipping service. That's what you can do. If you are a single person or if you have available time, you have some carpentry skills, if you can do painting interior and exterior, and you have a telephone, you know how to do some cleaning, and you're available to live in. Find vacant houses in your community that's livable. Get that address and send a letter to that owner and let them know that you are willing to renovate that house if they're willing to buy the materials. And you'll live in it while you're renovating it. If you need a place to live, that's a perfect way for you. If you don't need a place to live, you just keep it boarded up in a manner and you look after it until it's sold. If you're going to live in it, your deal would be you pay the utilities, but you live rent-free. They buy all the material. You do the work. When the house is sold, y'all have a set amount on what you'll be paid. Now, if you're good with your hands and you can do these things, then get busy, look for a vacant house, and use your skills to make money to start your own house flipping service. Now, how about if you're good with a computer? Oh, one thing I'm going to say, all of these businesses mostly need you to have a website that you can get free, a phone number. If you don't have a phone, some of your local employment office or libraries have numbers set up so that people without phones can get calls, and then you just call in and access your call. So you need a website which you can get free, phone service which you can get free, and then you need access to the Internet, most of the jobs, because you want to set up a website and you want to have some information about your business there on the website. So now, we're back to computers. What about computers? If you got computer skills, if you can install a computer, if you can troubleshoot, you got a business. Knowledge of the computers, the ability to instruct people on what's wrong, patience, and you just keep a journal. You don't have to have other things. Whatever it takes to clean a computer, those types of things, you get it. How do you get it? Do your yard sale. Do some baking and sale. Do some babysitting and get that money. Run some errands for somebody and get that money. You make money to do what you got to do based on what you have right now and what you need to get going. So you advertise your computer services, computer installation and troubleshooting on your free website. People will call you, I promise you that. You can teach them to use the computer to navigate the Internet. Whatever services it is that you choose that you're going to do, you will make money right away. What about a business doing junk removal? You can do that. There's a lot of heavy lifting. If you can lift, if you got a truck and you got a telephone, you're in business. Well, you might need a dolly, but you can rent a dolly if you have to. If you don't have a truck, but you can do the heavy lifting, you can rent a truck. Get the business, rent a truck, U-Haul, $19 a day, charge that person so many dollars, bam, you done made some money. Set up your website, go for it. That's what it takes. You can either move goods, household goods from one place to the other, or you can haul garbage from one place to the landfill. If you're going to do the landfill thing, you need to contact the landfill and find out how much it costs to dump and what the requirements are and all of those good things. You do the work. I'm giving you the ideas. You can do this. There's no reason for nobody to be without money. How about a telemarketing specialist? You can do it yourself. Set up your website, have a phone, the ability to communicate friendly, know how to sell things to people. That's it. That's your job. That's your money. Telemarketing for small businesses. Telemarketing for businesses in your area. Do flyers, take them and hand them out in the malls, hand them out in theaters, strip malls, anywhere people are. Grocery store. You'll get calls. And you can do telemarketing if you have the ability to sell and influence others. That's about all. Speak clearly. Know how to manage your time. You can make anywhere from $20 to $100 a day doing telemarketing based on where you live and what type of money a person would be expecting to pay. What about a mystery shopper? Contact companies in your area. You got to have the clothing to fit the business that you're going to be working for. Tell them that you do mystery shopping, have a mystery shopping service. I would even say do some mystery shopping, fill out your form, speak about things you know would be of interest to that business owner, then contact them and tell them about your experience and let them know that this is what you do and you wanted to give them a sample. Let them know that you would be discreet in what you do and where you do it. You have to have the ability to express opinions very clearly. You have to be analytical. You have to have a keen observation. Can do secret shopper, reliable transportation. And you probably need to have a computer because most times this type of job, they're going to communicate backwards and forwards with you. And, of course, like I said, for everybody, you need to have business cards. Okay? So how about that? I've given you guys several right now, and I tried to pick jobs that male and female could do. But this one here, a home appliance repair. A lot of guys can repair specific product appliances. You're good at it, you know you're good at it. How about making money doing it? Simple as that. You can go to people or they can come to you. If you got a garage set up right there, put a sign on your car window and tell them what you repair with a phone number, you'll hear from them. You will hear from me if that was the case. You just need to have good customer service skills. You have to be good with your hands, be able to communicate, be able to keep up with your money, reliable transportation if you're going to the individual, and you need to have the tools that's required based on the type of repairs you're going to be doing. If you know it, the job, you know exactly what you need. How about secretarial services? Typing, clerical skills, do manuals for people, transcripts for people, fill out forms for lawyers, different people. Contact business people, contact individuals with flyers. Tell them you will fill in when their help is not there, answering phones and things of that nature. Charge so much per hour, whatever you decide you want to charge based on the area where you live. Generally, $15 is a good round figure plus car fare. So if they call you in for 4 hours and they pay your calls back as in 5 hours, well, then that's four times 50, that's $60 plus your car fare. You need to have a computer, a uniform, wearing appropriate clothes. You want to probably use flyers, pass them out. Flyers, I always say flyers because they're cheap, but if you can place an ad eventually in your neighborhood newspaper, do so. You can make money with secretarial services. Churches, a lot of different places can use your services either ongoing or when they need somebody to fill in. If you're a good cook, how about cooking for people? You can barbecue. You can fry. You can make it simple if you want and not do a lot of cooking, but specialize. You can specialize in birthday parties. You can specialize in hot dogs and hamburgers and french fries for parties, kitty parties. Decorate with it if you so choose. You can make money. You got to be able to have a plan, know how much to charge. Are you going to use your own food or others? Are you going to use your own utensils or others? You make up your mind about those things, and you have what you need, or make sure that your customers know that they need to provide those things. You can cook in your own home, or you can cook in the home of others. You can make money. You charge the amount that you choose to charge. How about furniture movers? Now, this is a good job because there are a lot of people getting older and older, and as people get older, they are not able to move their furniture around as they might would like. You can go into people's homes. You probably need to be bonded so that you can make them feel comfortable. You go into people's homes. you move their furniture, you vacuum where you move from and things of that nature so that it looks nice, and you charge them. If you need help and you're taking along another muscle with you, then, of course, they got to pay for that muscle. So if it's two guys working and a gal working, then three people working, and they going in and do the X, Y, and Z based on what they're doing, you charge accordingly. People will pay you to get things done that they can't do themselves. So you do a little, you put a furniture moving / interior decorating. So you do a little interior decorating, giving them something for their money. Make money. Home helper services, that's what I mean by home helper services. Going into people's homes, getting things done for them, going into their businesses, getting things done for them, or them bringing things to you to get things done. How about using that sewing machine if you are good at that? You got a sewing machine, you can do a mending service, you can mend things for people, patch up stuff, you can make curtains and drapes for people if you're that good and can do that. You can do alterations if you're good with that type of thing. You can sew on letters and emblems for people, for clubs and things of that nature. That sewing machine can make you some money, and you charge accordingly, and you can find yourself dry cleaners. You'll have more work than you can do. Sewing for people with disabilities is so many things that you can do. I promise you, you'll make money with any of these services that I'm talking to you about right now. If you put your time and energy into this, whatever has been your work for life, what work would you would give you pleasure today and for years to come? You think about that. You see, we got to come together in America, and we got to invest in one another. And that's how we'll make money. I have things that I need to be done and to get done, and I can pay people to do it. I also can do things that people can pay me to do. This is what we have to get back to in America. We cannot wait and wait and wait for somebody else's ice. We need to go on and make the ice ourselves and sell it. Our goal is an America that is thriving and prosperous. And it's coming, and it's around every corner and every valley and every mountaintop. The people are the ones who will bring it. And we can get this done, America. You got to begin to talk to one another about what your efforts and things that you can do in your business and move swiftly toward your first customer. Start small, stay simple, keep going until you reach the plateau that you want to be. This is your life. And your life is going to be covered and filled with work. Work for life wants you to get out there and make money, and you can make money. At a house helper service, you can make more money than you ever dreamt that you would be able to make. What about you? Let's see, where did I stop? I got a few minutes left here. I want to cover some more things. I think I stopped at a seamstress, right? Because I looked up a bunch of this stuff. How about personal assistance? You need to have reliable transportation, a phone, a website, a business card, a uniform. And remember, I told you, listen to my other shows because you can pick up all of the loose ends on my other shows. You can do things for people that you're good at doing. You can shop for people. You can take their car and get their car clean. Get yourself bonded, because people want you to be bonded a lot of times when you're going to be handling any of their property. You can make money as a personal assistant. And don't forget the old standards. What about Avon? There are lots of people retiring every day who are a part of the Avon generation. You can start selling it, making money. Just go online and find Avon and you in business. A resume service. Are you good with resumes? Selling on eBay. Delivery service. There is no reason for anyone to not be making money in America in 2015. A bartering club. What is that? People look for things that they need, and a lot of times they don't have the money. But people are willing to swap out things with other people. If you do a complete a database with items people have that they don't want and list those items with the names, and people can go online and find that those items are there, or they can call you, you can start swapping out for people, get paid for your service, your go in between, you're the negotiator, make money. You're the middleman or middle woman. You can make money bartering. No reason not to make money. You got a nice car, drive people around, escort people, take people for appointments, drive short drives out of town. You need a good driving record. Make sure you have your insurance up to date, a reliable vehicle, and that, the GXS or whatever. So if you get lost, whatever you call it, start a driving service. Especially if you like riding, you like driving, you can do it for profit. There's no reason to be without money in America. There are businesses you can start tomorrow. And if you don't have the money, there are things you can do tomorrow to start making money. Don't be broke. That's one thing that I have never, ever wanted to visit me, is being broke. You can make money if you're willing to put the time in. That's what Work for Life is about. Keeping people making money. That's what we do. We also do job readiness workshops right here in Houston. We help people, whether you want a 9-to-5, whether you want your own business, or you need to find training so that you can update your skills or get a promotion on your job or get a better job, just whatever you want. You can have your own business starting today with what you have, and you can begin the rest of your life today. You only need to get fully involved. Starting your own business is not difficult. It takes commitment and a plan that moves you along daily until you reach your goal. You must assess your resources, assess your abilities, assess area businesses, know your competition, and know your community requirements. You need a plan. You need equipment, material, website, advertising, business cards. You in business, get your bank account. You've been listening to the Work for Life show. I'm Bea Leader. I appreciate you listening. Keep me informed. And please follow me today. Okay? Have a good evening.